is the Tom Likas Show.
Drug dealing, hookers, and loud music.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
No shit, it's retarded.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear our show on demand. Just subscribe by going to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Here we are with a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. We do this every Tuesday. And as we do every Tuesday for the bonus hour, we are joined, in this case, by family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, thanks for coming in.
What's up, Tom?
Not much. Doing my thing. How are things going with you?
Well, it's been a weird day. I was listening to your first hour on the whole child molesting stuff.
Yeah.
And you won't believe this, Tom, but there's actually a client of mine who actually was a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he just got arrested today for child molestation, would you believe?
Wow, really?
Yeah, I think he
mentioned
it.
Did he do it?
No, no way. You know, I definitely come from the world that you're talking about, you know, child molester, lock him up, throw away the key, etc. But you know that child molestation comes up in something like 60 to 70% of divorces. And his ex-wife was very unhappy with sharing custody. And so she went for the nukes. And for a woman, the nukes are domestic violence, which she also went for. And secondarily, when that wasn't working, she accused him of, you know, touching the daughter wrong, a 4-year-old girl, and then went for the son. And as the mother, she worked on the little girl and told her, you know, look what daddy did to you, and said it to her so many times that she started to really believe it. And they investigated it in one county. Several times, Child Protective Services got involved, all that stuff. It was all unfounded. And so the mother just kept hammering away, and she went to another county because he lives in a different county than they used to live in. And that other county took her seriously, and the guy got arrested today. So, you know, I'm very much of your opinion, Tom. You know, I don't disagree with you about too many things. I think that you're absolutely right that when you have a real child molester that they should... I don't think it should be 20 years. I think it should be life, because it's shown that they don't improve and that they don't get better. There have been attempts throughout history to castrate them, or to give them chemical castrations, or to do... remember the Clockwork Orange, where they made them watch movies and they put shocks on your nipples or something? But
I do.
Apparently none of that has ever worked. But the problem is that, you know, what is a rapist? What is a child molester? These words start to get fuzzy, because, you know, if you're 18 and your girlfriend's 17, having sex with her is rape, right? And then, you know, there's date rape. And if you listen to feminist talk today, the big thing they always say is, I feel raped. I feel like I've been raped. I mean, this is like a word that gets thrown around. And in the cases of, you know, the really contentious family law cases like this guy's, women will bring up accusations of child molestation, and it's taken very, you know, very seriously. Everyone would be horrified of the thought of a father having sex with a child, but you know, that's something that generally doesn't have any forensic evidence. That maybe the child says it, but she's a child, she's very suggestible. And one of your callers, Tom, in the past few hours was saying that he got cut off at the end, but he was a soldier and he took some photographs of his little girl. And one of them was like her butt or whatever, which is no big deal. But he gave it to the Walmart or something, and they reported it. I don't know if you know that, but the old school 1-hour photography places are supposed to report any kind of molestation accusations if anything's weird in the pictures. And then there's also what are called mandatory reporters, which are therapists, teachers, there are a lot of people that your child is exposed to, people in daycare. And if the child says something a little strange, you know, they go straight for the 800 number and report it. So there's a whole world of people that are sick that are child molesters. And then there's a lot of people that get accused of it. And I think it happens a lot. And at the same time, a lot of what we talked about, like what you were talking about in South America, is underreported. And then in divorce cases, all of a sudden it's overreported.
But then there's another thing in South America. There was a story out of Houston a few years ago. was a big news story about a couple from Peru. And they had a baby. And if you've ever known anybody from South America, if you've ever been forced to look at baby pictures, do you know that in South America...
They have the dick in every picture.
not that, but I'll tell you what they do have. And that is, you know, we have pictures of mom in the hospital holding the baby. That's what we have in an album of baby photos. In South America, they go a step further. There's always at least one shot of mom nursing her baby.
Okay. I mean, you know, that's legit to do in public at this point, right?
Well, guess what? The parents, who were from Peru, and I believe they were illegal aliens, which didn't help, they took pictures of the baby they had, and they took them into, I believe it was Photomat, when there was still such a thing. Might have been Walmart. Took them into one of these photo developing places, and they saw a child and a naked breast, and they reported it as child pornography.
Oh, God.
And this couple was hauled in, and they were charged. They were charged with, whatever that's called, with a minor.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had to go to, they had to go through this whole trial and everything. Jeez. I mean, it's pretty outrageous. Now, if you've ever known anybody, and I've known many people from South America, there's not a photo album in a home in South America that doesn't have a photo like
right.
this. There isn't one. Right. Everybody does it. And it's the most innocent thing, a mother nursing her child. But some people take their own matters into their own hands, and they decide this stuff is dangerous, or this child is being molested.
That's cultural and that's relativism, happened. I suppose.
Right. God. Exactly.
So, you know, Tom, I've been practicing for like 25 years or so, and I've definitely gotten pretty jaded and sort of seen it all and that sort of thing. And so I've been trying to sort of... you know, spread the work around a little bit because I can't do everything myself naturally. And so I started working with this other lawyer. His name is Eli Habi, and he's here in the studio with me today. I thought we'd do something different today. I know you can't see him, Tom, but I swear he's here. And
well, nobody knew that until you said that. This is showmanship 101, Adam.
Okay.
Until you said that, everyone thought we were all sitting in the same room.
I thought you were always bragging about the Rancho Lycus.
I didn't say I was here. I just said that I have a ranch and the way it works at the ranch. But I'm usually circumspect about it because I don't want people thinking somehow that there's going to be a technical problem or
of course.
My head's not in the game I'm here.
Mike is on the case. There is no technical
that
problem.
That is what everybody thinks. And so I don't say it.
Okay, well,
now you've revealed it. Okay.
What's done is done. So anyway, say hello, Ellie. Is
Hi,
your microphone working there?
Me.
Thanks. So Ellie has a very interesting perspective, and I thought it would really be unique. You know, I've had, as you know, over the years, a lot of clients on with different stories. But... Ellie is a lawyer for less than a year. He's just gotten his license, and he's starting to build up his own practice, and he's been working on my stuff with me lately as well. And I've been schmoozing him a little bit with Gary, Tom. I think that maybe we're going to get him to do some advertising on the show. That's
nice.
A good thing, right? What do you think, Ellie, maybe?
I'll come in for that.
There you go.
So Gary's working on him.
Cool.
But he does trial work, and he's primarily a personal injury lawyer. But what I brought him here today for, and I hope that Ellie's gonna really give us the description here. We went to a family law case. We're not going to name the case, of course, but Ellie was with me last week, and he was assisting me, and we had some unusual issues that he was handling or whatever. But as a new lawyer. And he kept the poker face through the whole hearing. And then when it kind of wrapped up after an hour or two, and we all kind of left, I saw that he was in absolute shock. What do you say? More or less, no?
I was very much shocked. Yeah. We don't learn that in law school, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, I think that would be a good thing to explain, Tom. There's a definitely a theoretical world in terms of like what you learn in school and law school, and then there's this whole other universe of what goes on in family law and on a real courtroom on a day-to-day thing. And naturally, I'm representing the father, of course, and you know, I'm fighting hard for the guy, but he's getting the screws put to him pretty much. And I wanted to kind of get the perspective from a young lawyer, like what he thought of it. Tell us, Ellie, this is crucial.
Well, I did take a family law practice course in law school, and it was basic. You know, they taught us how to start a case from start to finish, and they're like, most of the cases settle. You know, you split all the assets 50-50. It's pretty easy. And then obviously, you know, you ask in class, what happens if it's not an easy case and 50-50 does not work? And they're like, no, that's not the majority of the cases. But in my short time practicing, and especially last week watching Adam doing his thing, clearly the cases are not easy. And I was honestly in shock how Adam has to, you know, balance not just a father getting kind of screwed and not getting to see his children on a consistent basis because the mom is, like, planting these thoughts into the children to the point that he can't even get his one day to go pick up the children and take them back home. Like, that's all he gets a week, and she's taking that from him as well. So I was honestly shocked. And even the case details, I don't know if I'm allowed to give the case
sure.
details.
Why not?
But it was a mother. So she cheated. The mother cheated on the husband with an attorney. And then that attorney ends up being the attorney of record on the filing of the case. So not only is she screwing around with an attorney who he has to see every day in court because that's, you know, like he's going to court getting sued for this divorce and he sees the attorney that's screwing his wife every day. She then has the audacity to like ruin his life in terms of the kids and the custody. It's like what you do, Adam, like not only are you like obviously advocating for the guy, but you're also like, you got to balance some emotions. Like I felt horrible, honestly. And I'm like standing there and the judge is even saying like, this is a horrible case. And like, I'm sorry for you. It's like, I've never seen the legal system essentially like kind of fail someone. And it's funny because I just got married last August. So
wait a minute now, Tom, you got to listen to this.
So I got
Ellie,
married.
Ellie didn't know about your show yet.
Yeah. I was telling Adam earlier, you know, I got married in August. You know, I'm a young attorney, 27 years old. Married a 23-year-old, and who knew it would be so complicated when you go to court and you see all these marriages ending in, like, shambles. It's horrible. But, you know, I love my wife. Hopefully none of that would happen, right?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
And we will wish you the best, of course.
And by the way, I'm hoping Santa Claus is coming the night of December 24th, too.
But there is a pro.
And the tooth fairy, right?
I know one of the best divorce lawyers out there right now.
Oh,
so,
great.
You know, God forbid
go.
If it goes to there, I think I'm covered. So I wasn't talking. No, I'm joking.
Well, thanks anyway. I just, you know, Tom, it, as a practical thing, I mean, what he says is fascinating because that was the practicums that we also learned when I was in school. And the impression was, you know, okay, divorce is unpleasant, but you go into court and you kind of just, you know, 50-50 everything, which is depressing, of course, you know, 50-50, losing half your stuff. I remember Eddie Murphy was talking about that in one of his videos. He was, you know, one of his early routines about, you know, if you have $5 and you got to give someone $2.50, that sucks, you know. But that's not even how it is. And as much as I'd like to tell, you know, a young lawyer, like Ellie, who saw this crazy case in the past few days, you know, that's really unusual. It's not. That's the problem. I have far too many guys getting, you know, really, really screwed, as you like to say, Tom. And as much as I, you know, wish Ellie good luck being married and so forth, the downside is absolutely unbelievable. And the system allows it. Fundamentally, and this is the really hard part, it's very hard to justify what women do in particular, like we talked about before, putting the two together, making the false claim of molestation, for example, or in this other case we're talking about here, that the mother makes it very difficult for the father to have his visitations and custody sharing and so forth. And the reality is that one of the reasons that women do this is because they face no consequences. I mean, literally. You know, the courts say to the woman, you've got to do this, you've got to follow the order, you've got to cooperate, you've got to co-parent, And the woman goes, yeah, yeah, sure, sure, and then doesn't do it. And we go after her for contempt of court, and we try to get her to get fines and whatever. But in the end, when someone is really obstinate and doesn't care and doesn't have respect for the system, or someone that can make a false claim, you know, in other countries, when you make a false claim about some kind of a crime, if that person is shown to be innocent, you get punished with the punishment they would have gotten. So you end up going to jail for making the false report. But we have seen time and time again, for example, women that make false claims of rape and they later recant it or whatever, and guys' lives are ruined, and the punishment in terms of making the false claim is nothing. It brings to mind the case of the lacrosse players at the Duke University, where that you're the one who released her name, Mangum, as I recall. Tom?
Crystal Gale Mangum.
Thank you. She, you know, put these guys' lives upside down. They could have gone to jail for 20 years. And then when she recants or she's discredited or whatever, she just gets to go home and not punished at all, you know, for making false claims and false police reports and perjurious testimony and so forth. And in the case, as we talk about the family law cases, and this was really true for Ellie, you know, seeing this, you know, there's no consequence to the woman at all. And the problem is, in human behavior being what it is that when it's unrestrained, it's unrestrained. And, you know, the woman is angry. Very often the vindictiveness starts, and this is very typical. It starts when the ex-husband gets a new girlfriend. So what happens, and I've seen this in a lot of our cases, Tom, a lot of our listeners, they drift apart, they separate, you know, they got a couple of kids, so they're cooperating to some degree, everything's pretty much okay, they have some informal thing that he sees the kids on the weekend, he gives her a couple $100 a month, whatever, and then the kids come home one week and tell mommy, hey, daddy's got a new girlfriend and she's really beautiful, and the woman goes berserk. Because she's jealous and she's angry and she doesn't want that bitch around her kids. And all of a sudden, you see her starting to say to the husband, the ex-husband, you know, I don't want you having the kids with that woman anymore, and I don't want her near my kids, and why is she picking up my kids? And then all of a sudden, you start having the, you know, oh, she hit the kid, she touched the kid wrong, you touched the kid, and the mother starts doing all these other things as an outgrowth of that. And like I said, human nature being what it is, she doesn't see any downside. Now, Ellie, actually, you took the bar exam last year, right?
In July, yes.
Ellie did something unbelievable, Tom. He took the bar in July, and then, what, you get married a month later?
Got married less than a month later.
So, when did you plan your wedding?
So that
during the bar studies?
During the bar studies and the finals of law school that last semester.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's Tommy, just say it was the most stressful time of my life.
I'm hearing every word. Unbelievable. You didn't have a stroke, man? What?
I would literally go to sleep dreaming the law. It was the worst dreams of my... Like, it was miserable. And then the moment I found out I passed, obviously, was...
Oh, thank God for that.
And then I got to share it with my wife, so it was a good moment for me.
All right. Thank God for that, too, I guess. If she's reasonable, then I'm happy for you. You know, it could be a real blessing to have someone who's terrific, you know?
But what I did think that was interesting about the case that we went to,
yeah.
There wasn't any, like, allegations of any things that we've been speaking of, but it was just at the most basic level, you know, just she's with the kids, what, you know, he gets them every other weekend.
Right.
And that's a lot of time to talk negatively about the father. So when the kids do have time with the father, he can't even see them because they refuse to go with him.
Right,
because
they're angry.
And then the father has to balance, do I use the legal system and use what we have in terms of calling the cops and forcing my wife to, like, my ex-wife to give me the kids over, or forcing the kids into the car? And, like, that's the balance that you have to deal with, which is horrible. Like, do you want to have your children? And if you do have your children, do you want to have them under that stress and then forcing them to see you? So it's honestly, like, it's crazy the balance that you have to deal with, not only as an attorney, but, like, as a father going through all of this. I honestly felt really, really bad. And then the mom sitting there in court, you know, smiles on her face a little bit, like, you know, I got you again. It's hurtful, honestly. It's sad, but that's the reality, I guess. You see courts were filled, lines out the door, and that's all the cases are pretty much the same.
You know, the thing is also, she has orders against her that say very specifically, both of them do, and that's a standard order in family law, that they're not supposed to speak derogatorily about the other to the children. So for her to, you know, trash the father or say your father's an asshole or whatever, that's specifically something she's not allowed to do. But, you know, you come into court, and she's not even the worst I've ever seen. You come into court and you see these women with this little smirk on their face, you know, and they're just loving it. You know, they just think it's the funniest thing ever. And instead of getting divorced and moving on with their lives, part of what they're doing, and this is rather endless, is getting some kind of a revenge on their ex-partner. Now, you know, when you think about the vindictiveness of women, it knows absolutely no limits, you know. Shakespeare said, the hell hath no fury as a woman scorned, right? So here, in some bizarre way, the legal system is actually giving them a way to get revenge and to be cruel in the cruelest of ways. And like you say, the father ends up sitting there and saying, you know, do I go pedal to the metal to get my kids, or is that just hurting them even more when she's hurt them a lot? You know, Tom told me an incredible story with no kids involved, but he was getting his divorce or whatever, and the ex told him, I'm going to ruin your career. I mean, what kind of thing is that to say? It's unbelievable.
Crazy.
I mean, can you imagine your wife saying that to you? You know, she's been with you in law school. She sees how hard you work. You built yourself. She goes, I'm gonna, before I'm done with you, I'm gonna ruin your career.
But you know, she does have that power. If God forbid something goes that way, there's nothing I can do. You know, it's like
How can you hand that over to anyone?
I know.
I'm just saying, but I don't even know her. I'm not criticizing her. I'm sure she's terrific. I'm just saying.
She's nice.
I'm sure she is. I cannot say otherwise, but I'm just saying, I don't know how you can trust anyone that much.
And then even when you get like sanctions against them, it's essentially the husband's money that they're paying the sanctions with, especially if they moved on and they have another breadwinner in the family.
Sure.
It doesn't really cost them anything to just ruin the guy's
life.
Then,
and guys can't even believe this. Having paid me and having paid for the case and all the other things, the judge makes an order that they have to pay the wife's lawyer. How's that? The one who's sticking it to them. So, Tom, didn't you pay for some of your ex's lawyers? A little bit?
I definitely paid for them when we did the prenups.
Okay. I thought
I didn't
divorce,
want them saying, oh, no, I don't care. Just I'll sign whatever. I don't need an attorney. I'll just sign whatever you put in front. No.
No, no.
That was born yesterday. So you're going to get a great attorney. You can pick one, or I'll give you a list of good attorneys, and you can pick your fave.
But you didn't get an order to pay, for example, your ex's legal fees in one of your divorces?
No. Hmm. But I had prenups.
Right.
Now, remember, my first divorce was when I was 21 years old in New York. And we did something you would never do if you had anything to protect. We had the same attorney. Because we both had the same goal in mind, to get divorced, not messy. We had no kids. We didn't have anything, any money.
Yeah.
So this was when no-fault divorce was first legal in New York State, and it cost us $350 to get divorced.
Yeah, that's real unusual now.
I know, but this was 1977.
Right.
So that it was literally, it just passed no-fault divorce. And in fact, I do believe we still had to decide who was filing for the divorce.
Right.
And I remember my ex telling me, well, I want you to file because the next time I get married, I don't want to be told, hey, why did this guy why did this guy divorce you? Things like that.
So she gave me the second name and say that it was your fault?
She said it was my fault,
Nice.
And that was fine with me.
Brilliant.
It pays to advertise, so if I have a reputation of being a bad guy, that's a good thing. But in marriages 2, 3, and 4, I had prenups.
Right.
So your first case, Tom, is essentially the case that we get in law school, and that's what we're essentially taught, that divorces go that easy, but that's not the reality, not even.
That's 1977. I know. With no money and no
kids.
And
I'm in law school in 2014 paying $150,000, and that's what they're teaching me.
Whoa. So. How much do you owe in student loans?
$150,000.
So what does that feel like?
Miserable. You know, not only that, like the pass bar rate in California is like 50%. So
I thought it was less, like 38%.
Yeah, 47% when I was there.
Jeez.
So when I took it. So you're paying 150 grand for a 50-50 chance in becoming an attorney. So obviously I made the right choice, I guess. I don't know. That was miserable.
If you say so. Sounds like a pretty big disincentive, Tom. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. A lot of people said I should become an attorney, and it's... Come on.
I thought you had the school all picked out. You're supposed to go to Columbia, as I recall.
I was told I was supposed to go to Columbia University. I was 4 years old. My father used to...
4 years old? Took him there? He pointed it to
by
him.
By the way, at four... And I, by the way, I remember this like it was yesterday. At four, I didn't know what an attorney was.
Sure.
I didn't even know.
Tough shit.
But I
you're
was
gonna
told
be one
that,
anyway.
That is what you're going to do. You're going to go to Columbia, and you're going to study to be a lawyer.
And you're
going to
like it.
That it wasn't even you're going to like it. It was just, that's it.
And you're going to be Catholic.
Well, my mother was the one behind that, but that didn't work either. So,
oh, man.
But the bottom line is I like arguing, and it was a lot more lucrative to get into talk radio and argue with people.
Obviously.
Without a degree. So I do.
Smart move. Smart move.
Well, I can't imagine the ultimate humiliation of having to pay your wife's lawyer for sticking it to you. That really hurts.
I only paid my wife's lawyer when we were doing a prenup.
I'm talking in the divorce, man. That's
in the divorce, though? No.
That hurts.
Right.
And imagine and by she's the way, sleeping
in,
with the lawyer.
Remember, in divorce number...
Why not?
In divorce, I'm sorry. In divorce number two, divorce number two, marriage number two, you know, my ex was a public figure who we won't name here, Mr. Showmanship again, rearing his ugly head. So we're not going to say her name here. Because she could be litigious. So we're just going to say wife number two. That's why we refer to her as MTL2. She was the one who told me she was hiring Gloria Allred to be the attorney.
Oh, no.
And so I had to go to DEFCON 1, and I said, hey, you go right ahead and do that, but I've got all of your hotel receipts here. I've got all of your love notes, cards. I've got the whole file that I found. And so if you hire Gloria Allred, I'll be having a press conference as well, and I'll be showing all this material, so be prepared. And then just to seal the deal, to seal with a kiss, I took all my my evidence, and I Federal Expressed it to her lover's wife at her job.
Oh, my God. Lord. And her job?
At her job. She was a...
Her former job.
A former job because it was at the Broadway. She worked at the Broadway.
Oh, dear.
And she had an office at the Broadway, and I got her exact suite number and everything, and I sent it right to her desk, FedEx.
Oh.
And I wrote commentary next to some of the love notes and the card. Does he write you notes like this? Does he write you cards like this?
Okay.
And the next day he was thrown out of the house, and that's when I got the famous phone call. Why are you doing this to me? I thought you loved me. You know, our marriage may be over. That's the part I don't always do the whole context of. Oh. Our marriage may be over, but why do you have to ruin theirs? I said, I'm ruining their marriage? You're fucking her husband. And I'm ruining their marriage. I'm
how's
doing
that? How's that for a great example of taking no responsibility?
There you go.
You're ruining it.
Unbelievable.
So, by the way, that was the end of any demands of any kind.
Well, there you go. See, there
she signed that paperwork. She signed that paperwork so fast.
I like it. You made it work for you, Tom. I like that.
You should have gone.
I did what I had to do.
Should
but I'm more resourceful and less emotional than most of the guys out there who are getting divorces.
I don't know if it's the guys getting emotional that causes it to be crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's
they're
the ladies.
In love.
Yeah. What can I tell you? So we'll keep up on how well he does, but I think he's given it a try. We'll try it, right?
Give it a shot.
A lot of the boys do it in their 20s, you know?
Yes. Yes, I know.
It's true love, guys. It's true love out
there. She's not like the others, right?
She's not. She's different. She was 22 and beautiful.
She's different.
Wait, outside the rules. What's Tom, the exception? How's it go?
I'm in love. She's the exception to the rule.
Where's that music? You got the music, Mikey? That from a summer, what's that called? Dun, 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 dun. There we go.
Yes.
Tell us, Ellie.
We're in love.
She's perfect, guys. She may be taller than me, but she's still... honestly, like, you know, even if she becomes the devil... And we have a child. My child's finally going to be tall. You know, I never made it to 6 feet. So at least there's one bright side there, right?
But even though she's taller, she looks up to me.
She looks up to me. Actually, I probably look up to her right now.
What was it? We don't have sex. We make love. It's special. I started crying the other day when I had an orgasm.
It was my first in 3 months, but welcome to
marriage.
At least
if my kid is tall, I'll be paying less child support per inch.
That's good, Tom. I like that. All right.
You know where that's going.
Nowhere positive, man. Nowhere positive.
Yeah, we're positive.
Well, we could
be. Thanks for having me, Kevin. I appreciate it. One day today, yeah. Awesome.
That's good. I really brought him up here. And by the way, he's in studio, Tom. This is not phone.
I know.
This is the real deal.
I may not be sitting next to you, but I can tell.
Oh, that again.
I'm a professional.
No doubt.
Yes.
Tom's been doing this for 20 million years.
That's right.
He taught me everything I know.
There we go. I'm still teaching you everything you know.
I love when you go on, you go, well, listen, Adam Sachs is not a radio guy, you know. He's just not a radio guy.
And therefore can't be expected to know all the tricks of the trade.
Yeah. I was thinking. Anyway, which one was Latino Shut Up?
That was not a wife.
Oh, damn. Damn it. I always mix that one up.
No,
I thought
that
was three or four.
Well, that's because I delved into Latin America so much, you mix them up. But
damn it.
No.
I thought that was the TV one. Forget it. I give up.
That was the 10++.
Right. But I thought she was the TV one.
No.
Well, that hurts.
No.
I'll never get them right, Tom. Because you don't say their names, this coded thing. It just throws
everything
off. Well,
because, Adam, as an attorney, you understand. If I say their name, I'm opening myself up to litigation.
I don't want them to sue. I understand.
Because they'll start saying that I
defamed,
didn't dot an I or cross a T, or you know what I said is not true, or whatever. I don't want to go to court and debate whether it's true.
I couldn't agree more.
Saying their name doesn't make the story any more relevant.
Absolutely.
So I won't be saying their name. They're MTL 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I got it. Tom somewhat famously got dragged to court in Alaska for infliction of
that
emotional
distress.
That was
also not an ex-wife.
It was a listener. So I think he's a little sensitive about the issue of litigation.
I'm just sensitive about litigation, period. I was sued by an aging comedian who didn't like the way we screened his call.
At least that was in L.A., though, thank God, right?
Yes.
The Tom
and I didn't have to go to court in that one.
Dino wouldn't put him on. Or maybe it wasn't Dino, but Tom wouldn't
No.
I thought
no,
he was too old. He was out of the demographic or something.
No, he was on.
He did get on.
So what did he sue for?
That's how we won. That's how it got thrown out.
I know, but what is he even complaining about if he got on, for Christ's sake?
Well, because he said I was discriminating against the elderly.
There you go.
Did he even have a lawyer? Like someone took that
case?
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Yes.
No doubt.
And by the way, he was wrong. He was not part of the affected class because he did get on.
But he had to pay you fees, right?
I had to pay Westwood One's fees.
Well,
I didn't
somebody.
Pay a thing.
All right, well, thank God for that.
Right? In fact, I believe, if I recall correctly, he had to mortgage his house to pay the fees.
See, there you go. There's enough punishment.
I was thrilled. By the way, he sued me twice.
Again?
And had to pay again.
Some people never learn, you know?
Some people never learn.
Yep. I know.
All right, I'm loving it, Tom. Thanks, man.
There we go. All right, we're going to take a break here.
Yes,
Adam,
thank God.
If that's okay with you.
Yes, it sounds like a good idea.
All right, I'm going to take a break here. Now, Adam Sachs is here with his Boy Wonder attorney, and you can ask your questions. This is free legal advice for you. If you have questions about, in this case, it's family law. So if you have questions about a legal separation, a divorce, child support, child custody, vaginamony. Have we discussed vaginamony?
You know what vaginamony is, Ellie?
I have no clue, and I'm wondering if Wikipedia will tell me.
I
can tell.
That's a
no,
term that Tom invented, by the way. Tom, I hear it all over the place now.
Oh, yeah. Vaginamony is payment for past use of a vagina.
Hmm. Absolutely.
Some people call it alimony, but we renamed it vaginamony.
I think vaginamony goes straight to the point there.
Absolutely.
You use, you pay. That's how it works.
You know, I'm going to be in New York in a couple of weeks, and I've rented a car.
Excellent.
To go visit the family out in the suburbs. So I'm going to go to Greenwich Village
to
Avis.
You're
going to
go to Long Island?
Yeah. And I got a good deal with Costco, about $150, and that sounds like a lot for 2 days to rent a car. But, you know, in New York, they laid along the... taxes,
yes, of course.
Taxes to pay for Yankee Stadium, and taxes to pay for a convention center. And they ladle on the taxes. So $150 is good. And so I'm going to drive that car over a few speed bumps for a couple of days. But after I bring it back and hand the keys back over the counter, Avis is not going to keep charging me $59 a day plus tax.
It's a fair.
I'm done driving the car, and I'm done paying.
Oh, no. See, when you're done.
Marriage is the one rental where you rent a vagina for a few years. When you're done, you keep paying for it, even after you don't have access to it anymore.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Seriously, what if Avis sent you the bill a month later, and they're like, you know, they want another $150? You're like,
people would freak.
Well, that's for the car you had last year.
Look how people panic. You know, you ever moving and you cancel, like, DirecTV, and they send you a bill for the following month after you moved out? People flip about that, but they accept the idea that after they're done using a vagina, they owe payments for that.
Unbelievable.
Welcome to the world that is marriage, I guess, right?
Yeah, look, no shit.
That's why I'm staying out of that world from now on.
That's right.
I'm out. I'm voting with my wallet.
I like that one, Tom. I'm voting with my feet. I'm voting with my wallet.
To me, women are like cars, and I'm limiting myself to test drives. No more leases. No more outright purchases. None.
And no more gasoline. God.
Done. That's right. I'm going to do test drives of Maseratis. At the end, the salesman's going to say, "What could I say to get you into this car today?" I'm going to say, "Could I have your card? I'll call you."
All right.
And then go test drive a Lamborghini. That's how I'm
going
to do it.
There we go.
And he's right. He's only going with the high-end cars.
Oh, yeah.
So nice move there.
Right, because some other schmuck is going to pay full price for a Lamborghini that I've already test driven up PCH with the wind in my ear.
Genius.
Let somebody else pay for that.
Get it all scratched.
Do you know how many women you know how many test drives I find on Facebook, women I test drove in the past? And there they are now, 30, 40 pounds overweight. Short hair. And like that Kaylee Cuoco cut that I can't stand.
Man, what happened to Kaylee Cuoco? I can't believe it.
She got married.
So what, she cut her freaking hair off? Didn't the producer say something to her?
Isn't that what I told you about women in
I know, That's but I, she's on
do.
This TV show. Don't they have any control?
They do. I mean, they could put a wig on her, I guess.
No, but it's like she came in with this new do, and they're like, what the fuck?
Hideous.
Unbelievable.
But she didn't do it until she got married, which is what I always say women do.
Breast implants removed also. I mean, come on.
Does she have breast implants?
Oh, hell yeah. If she's going for unattractive, why not go for it? Yeah, I read an article where she talked about them, so there's no doubt.
I had no idea. That's even worse.
I would have thought that if she was going to go for it, you know, she should totally, you know, turn herself into an android, cut her hair, and butch herself up.
All right.
Why would she want to be feminine, you know?
Right.
And she's dating the nerdy guy.
That's what chicks do. So, yes, I've been online, and I've checked out these women. I've known them. I just saw a woman recently.
One of your old exes.
This is true. This is just somebody I dated briefly. She just had twins.
Oh, God.
You know, and there's the husband. There's the husband carrying her
Is that the bun
diaper
the oven
bag.
One? Is that the bun one?
No.
With the chef?
There's another one.
Oh, God.
No, there's another one.
Sorry.
He's got a great life. She's all these stories. I'm missing out. I'm hoping I'll get to where you are.
We're going
to
get it. Yeah. You'll see. Be patient.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the right track.
Anyway, here's this chick. She's got the two kids in tow, and there's the husband carrying the big pink diaper bag.
Looking miserable.
And I drove that car before he ever saw it.
I love it.
So he gets the diaper bag, and I, by the way, this chick was like 25.
Smoking hot.
Yeah. She went to USC. She was in the USC marching band. Hot, hot, hot. Back in the day.
Yeah, way back.
Way back in the day. But there they are with the diaper bag and the twins.
She probably told her husband she was a virgin. That's how it got
her. Yeah, she said, I'm really inexperienced.
It's my first time.
Right.
Tom Likas
exactly.
And I were just friends.
Yep.
I never let him lay a hand on me. God. Are you kidding?
Probably so.
I love it.
Yep. All right, we'll take a break here. We will come back. And your questions about family law. And Adam Sachs is in studio to take your calls here at this number. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. You can dial us right now at 901-3000-8255. 866-866.
The entire Tom Likas experience in your pants.
Get the app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-859-5125, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-859-5125 24 hours and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-859-5125. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. That's 800-859-5125. Call 800-859-5125 now.
Hey, bitches, this is Manju. If you missed the Gary and Dino show, you missed this.
She'll be going down on your Indian dick.
Nothing like curse, Mel.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
Happy birthday, Dino.
Oh, damn it.
French fries.
You fat fucking whore.
You got fries.
What the fuck is that?
Dick out.
I got a cake. Randy Quaid.
Yeah, damn.
Have you seen people mentioning your appearance on the Gary and Dino show?
Spike in interest of any kind?
No.
The Gary and Dino show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Boys, I've been encouraging you for years, using the services of a professional to help you navigate some of the more difficult times in life can be invaluable. It has been for me, and it's great to hear that so many of you have been taking back control with the help of our friend Paul Beatty at Sydney Counselors. Paul has years of experience helping guys who suffer from severe crisis, suicidal tendencies, and more. He studied a range of approaches and could tailor sessions based on what works for you. Now, this is one-on-one counseling designed to address issues head-on and help you get back on track. Paul's focus is to help men find their own way through many common issues, alcohol and other addictions, depression, self-esteem, coping with crisis, and managing anxiety and stress, even getting over relationships. Now, if you're in Sydney, you can meet for face-to-face counseling at Paul's office in North Sydney. Or, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can meet with Paul via Skype or phone from the comfort of your own home. Visit Sydney Counselors at supportforguys.com. Go there now, supportforguys.com, and take back control today.
Hammer time!
It's the Tom Likas Show at 901-3000-TOM. Bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with attorney Adam Sachs. Family law attorney Adam Sachs answering your legal questions toll free at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-TOM. You can call Adam right now at 901-3000-866. Here's Pat in Chicago. Pat, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Pat.
You guys hear me all right?
Sound okay.
All right, cool. I just wanted to say that you guys are absolutely cracking me up tonight. It's I'm on I-55 North. I'm heading to my girlfriend's house. I'm mid-divorce, and I'm about to bang it out. And I'm laughing loud. I'm having a great time listening to you.
Great. Do you have a legal question?
I sort of do.
Oh, boy.
But not really. Gino was like asking. She's like, what do you got? What you got? No, it's all about, like, more about the social game here. It's like you have your new attorney there, the young buck.
Yeah,
boy
and,
wonder.
It's like, oh, I just got married. Everything's gonna be alright. And that's actually completely wrong. What's going on with that, Adam? He's smart,
Listen,
I guess. Yeah,
he's you a bright hired guy. Him up. He's, you know.
Yeah.
He's trying to be optimistic.
Hired him up.
Trial and error. That's how it works.
Good boy. You got a good boy. You got a good little pawn there working for you.
Oh, jeez, man. Come on. Don't
now,
say
Pat,
that.
Don't make me ask you why. Don't make me ask you why you have a girlfriend, Pat.
Yeah, right. Hey, Tom, you turn it around
which
on him.
Girlfriend.
I just did.
Which girlfriend?
Yeah, but why do you tell any of them they're girlfriends? They start to look at you as like they have property rights. You're going to mark their turf.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but she owns her property, bitch. So who cares? I'm going to take...
Are you going to take her house from her, huh? Dream on.
Anyways, you're laughing me up. I'm having a great time listening. And
that's good.
I talked to you what?
I said, that's good.
It is good.
So, Tom, during the break, Ellie says to me, so Tom's got married 4 times, or that's just part of his shtick? I said, no, that's for real, man.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to associate Tom, and we're going to do Ellie's going to do the PI cases. That's going to be the deal.
Personal injury. I got a strange feeling you guys will do that. I mean, he's like, he's super nice. He seems like a regular mensch. He's a gentleman.
He speaks French.
He's going to handle all that nice boys that get fucked up along the way, right?
There you go.
There we go. That's right.
And after their marriages fall apart, I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, I can relate to those.
Right on, brother. You're going to take... All right. Anyways, that was my own comment. I was laughing my ass off. You guys didn't make my night great. Just driving along. Listening.
Well, thank you. I know in Chicago you'll never hear a show like this.
No doubt.
No, that'll never happen.
No.
All right, guys.
All right, Pat.
So, Tom, I also got him to download the Tom Likas app, so that was good.
Oh, good.
He's got it on his phone now, I think. There it is.
Gonna need that.
Easy to find.
You're gonna need earbuds when you're listening, though. Cause
yeah, the wife.
Not very wife friendly.
No, honey, go upstairs.
Are you listening to him again?
No, honey, it's not what you think. It's not what you think. Go upstairs.
Like, why are you laughing? No, love. It's Family Guy. It's not. Don't worry.
It's not like that. I swear. He forced me to laugh.
Yeah, I'm listening to Ryan Seacrest, honey. There's nothing wrong.
So I promised him I'd let him say his thing. Tell us your name and your number.
No, so Ellie Agabi, agabilaw.com, AGHABILAW.com. And then if you guys ever have a personal injury matter, 800-454-8454, 800-454-8454.
It has a certain ring to it.
I think it's good.
Nice.
Cost me a lot, but it's decent.
There we go.
We're gonna come up with some good copy for you to read, Tom, I promise.
All right, good.
Something brilliant. Gary will write it.
I like it. Well, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to tell you how to get in touch with Adam Sachs if you've got family law questions. Adam's our man, and he will be more than happy to take your call anytime. He answers his own phone, and then we'll tell you how to get in touch with him. Coming up next.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslow Insurance. COSTLO. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslow since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslow. Well, you know I was so happy with their service. Now I've added 2 more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills. And it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Coslow has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com today. Coslow. COSTLO.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24/7. Listen now or we'll pee on your rug. They pee on your fucking rug. Pee on my fucking rug. Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like TuneIn. They peed on your fucking rug. No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug. New normal rock.
are very excited about welcoming our friends at Triangle Billiards. Hey, this is a store for you, boys. Triangle Billiards has been serving satisfied customers since 1978 with the best selection of products by the best in the business. Now we're talking the good stuff, boys. This is all the fun stuff. Pool tables, air hockey, shuffleboard, foosball, darts, custom cues, and much more. Check out their two convenient locations with friendly, experienced salespeople to serve you in both Orange and Costa Mesa. And, of course, you can visit them online at TriangleBilliards.com. That's TriangleBilliards.com. Now, for a limited time, use promo code TOM at checkout or when you place your order by phone and get a free McDermott custom two-piece cue, a $255 value when you purchase a new pool table. Act soon, and they'll throw in a free cue case worth $70. This is an amazing deal. Remember to drop my name to get those freebies at Triangle Billiards. Call them or visit today. The number is 866-941-2564. Or go to TriangleBilliards.com. Shipping is available worldwide. So call them today, 866-941-2564, or go to TriangleBilliards.com. Listen, boys, start having real fun now.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show. At 901-3000-TOM, that's our telephone number, 901-3000-TOM. Bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with family law attorney Adam Sachs at 901-3000-866. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can give me a call toll-free at 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can check me out online at www.adamlawyer.com. And send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right. 901-3000-TOM. Here's Eric in the Bay Area, which probably means the East Bay. Eric, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, Eric.
I'm doing okay.
Good. I had a quick question for Adam, and I was just wondering, like, I was in the military, and I got out, I was working at the post office, and, you know, I was paying child support and whatnot. And then they diagnosed me with PTSD. So I stopped working at the post office. And then when I went into court, at the time I didn't have a job, so they lowered my child support from, like, almost $1,000, like, down to $30.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's good.
Yeah,
like, that's an improvement.
30, yeah. Yeah. And then... but now that they diagnosed me with PTSD, you know, they was telling, should I go back in and report that, or can I just, like, not report? I don't know if I should, like, tell them I'm getting, like, the 100% PTSD or what, because, I mean, I'm a little bit confused on how I should do it, because now they're trying to give me, like, disability, Social Security, on top of my PTSD, the 100% that I'm getting when I was when I got discharged out of the military for PTSD and whatnot. So I really don't want to give this woman no more money because I've been paying her for the last 14 years.
Well, how old is the child now?
She'll be 15 this year.
All right. Well, the good news is, you know, as she approaches 18 and she hits 18, that's pretty much going to be the end of child support. As far as the rest goes, listen, I really appreciate your service to our country, and I talk to a lot of soldiers like you that end up getting, you know, PTSD from the trauma of combat and everything else, and I'm really sorry that happened to you. But on the positive side, obviously your child support went from $1,000 a month to, what,
$30?
Unbelievable. What percentage is that, Gary? That's beautiful, man. Congratulations for at least, you know, getting the payment down. You know, when you start doing these other things you're talking about, when you start getting disability insurance, Social Security, and those sorts of things, when you retire or when you're disabled, you know, they can go after that, and they can get, you know, chunks of that and so forth. So,
by the way, that's just for the record, that's a 97% decrease.
Not bad. I'm impressed. I call that a good day in court. But
it was excellent. It was an excellent day in court for me.
It just seems to me that if you start getting these other benefits, you might want to defer them until your daughter gets a little older, because you know your ex can step in and try to take at least part of them, obviously, and up your support. Even if it's not earned income, it's still money that you're going to be getting from the government that she can kind of take. Is it possible to defer that or to delay that?
Well, I'm already getting the 100% disability from the government. They already paid me for the PTSD, but at the time when I was in court, they weren't paying me.
Oh, I see.
But then the judge was like, well, if you start getting any type of income, you should come back in and let us know.
Right.
So,
well, I think you can keep that, keep those cards to your chest and see if she comes after you, She's got to be kind of the affirmative one to file a petition or to ask for updated income statements and whatnot. You don't have to just file them. They have to be requested. So, maybe you want to kind of have a little bit of discretion and she won't figure it out for a while. That would be good.
Okay. Well,
how greedy is she? Pretty greedy female?
Oh, she's greedy. She's greedy. She was telling them that she only made, I was paying $1,000.
Wow.
She was telling them that she only made $250 a month.
Really? What does she do for $250 a month?
That's like exactly
below minimum wage, I would think.
She was telling them that she put magazines on racks. She just put that's what she tell them. I just go around and put magazines on racks.
That's a real growth industry. I heard about that magazine on racks. That's nice. How come none of these women, Tom, ever have real jobs? What the hell is that about, man? I thought we're all equal now. What happened to that?
Yeah.
She told me. They
can get you to pay them.
She says it's called I'm a merchandiser. That's what she said.
Merchandiser for $100 a month. That's great.
I spend
that on dinner, man. Come on, give me a break.
Thank you. Me too. that's all I really was trying to, just because I know they're about to give me disability, Social Security, and that'll be a little bit more money.
Eric, you served our country, okay? I talk to so many of these cases, so many of these women who are just telling me they're 100% disabled, they can't work, they don't have any training, they don't have any skills. They basically want to live off their ex-husband forevermore. And we have a society that encourages this now. It's a terrible thing. That's why we're talking about trying to eliminate alimony, or at least eliminate lifetime alimony. That would be a really good idea. And I've seen a lot of things like your ex, where they lived off the child support for a very long time, and then the kids turn 18 and they have a stroke. The women don't know what to do because they've been living off the child support and they never saved anything, they never got a job, and instantly they're broke at 18 years old. They call me, they say, can't you get it extended? And it's like, they're not getting it extended past 18. Wake up.
Okay, well, good. Well, if I don't need to let them know about nothing, then I just won't even let them know.
I'll just wait
that she petition. Yeah, I'll just lay low, and if she petition me, then I guess I'll let the courts know.
That's
then.
A different issue, but what she doesn't know won't hurt her.
All right, Eric, thank you for the call. Of course, Adam, tell us once again how people get in touch with you.
Call me toll-free, 800-340-7320, 1-800-340-7320. AdamLawyer.com and email adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right. Adam joins us every Tuesday. If you're listening to a replay of the show, or if you're listening to our show on demand, you can call in and talk live to Adam and ask him legal questions. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. It's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
iHeart, this app, a lot more. Download the Tom Likas app now.
1-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
It's not acceptable.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, and get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
Better believe it.
Beer Magazine. New study claims that men prefer brains over boobs.
Yeah, I'd like to see where this study took place.
Cambridge.
Oh.
Evolutionary biology professor David Bainbridge out of Cambridge. The study says that men value...
They should take that survey in the break room of Pep Boy.
Right.
Yeah, no shit. Any break room.
Study says men value intelligence more than any other trait because it shows that a woman will be a responsible mother.
All right.
See what I'm saying?
Okay, well, listen, let's just take Professor Brainy out of this, yeah, and let's break it down. Breasts matter. Large, nice breasts matter. Thank you.
That's horrible.
Oh, well,
by the way, according to Brainy, breast size does not matter. Large breasts are more likely to be asymmetrical, and men are more attracted to the symmetry than the size.
Okay.
It's interesting.
All right.
And the same holds true with long legs. He says it has nothing to do with length. It has more to do with straightness. Everything, you want everything symmetrical and straight.
Okay, Brainy. Jesus.
Just remember, black breasts matter.
Yes, they do.
Just as much as any other breast.
That's right.
Thank
you. I guess Chris Brown's baby mama saying that Mr. Brownie's behind a few on the
yeah, he is,
the old
according
payments
to her. But yeah, she yells a lot, but in this case, she might be onto something. Our friend needs to wise up and get that money on the table. She is now going to ask for even more money since our friend apparently is coming up a little bit.
It's only
$2,500
a month right now. She's apparently, according to TMZ, gunning for six times that. Six times.
Yeah. Our friend Chris could stop making his Lambos neon green and start paying child support if what she says is true.
She wants $15,000 a month.
I've never seen Lambos just completely desecrated like our friend does to them. Mm-hmm. It's a sin.
Mm-hmm. You gonna be all right?
I don't know. Such a fine piece of Italian machinery. Our friend makes it green,
dog.
Like Kermit the Frog.
Easy, man.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You've been following this. It's Kelly Rutherford's story, the actress Kelly Rutherford, who was married to this dude, and the dude got custody of the kid and took
which
the kid.
Was odd right when we first reported.
Sure.
It's always odd when a guy gets custody and the mother doesn't. So that means some stuff's really fucked up.
The dude's name is Daniel Gersh, and Mr. Gersh then took the kid legally to France and Monaco for most of the time.
What a life the children's got. They might spend some time in France. They summer in Monaco. It's a good time.
But this crazy broad has been on television now for 3 years saying that this is crazy. I gotta fly to France to see my kids.
Right.
But the judge said that the fucking father deserved the custody, so fuck you.
Well, another part of the problem is that they name the son Hermes, and we're gonna have to have a sit down talk with both of them. I'm sorry. Kelly, Daniel, you need your son after a handbag.
Right.
That Oprah freaked out in front of.
Oh, and there's a daughter involved, too, by the way.
Yes, her name is
Helena.
Helena.
6-year-old. So I'm assuming this is because she just lawyered up with somebody else. I saw them on some local television show.
Right. And this new attorney is not taking things sitting down. This guy's going for it. And so far, so good.
Mm-hmm. Despite a million reports to the contrary, according to multiple sources, Bruce Jenner has not gotten his gender reassignment surgery. Has not.
Has not. And there's a story that plainly states that he did. It's so odd.
I know.
I don't understand. We all know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The butterfly cut of the penis is a very serious operation.
God.
It involves reshaping Bruce's male genitalia into that of a woman.
We don't need the details, really. That's fine. By the way, in other Jenner news, that Kris Jenner apparently filing legal documents to trademark the word momager. Momager.
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you right now, she could have it.
I know.
Because if you use the term momager, you're automatically something wrong. Sorry.
Finally, a pick alert for you. It's Chelsea Handler whipping on her tits again. Does anybody care?
I'm serious.
This time she's in the Bahamas. She's in a group picture. Everybody else fully clothed.
And having a good time.
Having a good time. And fucking whack jobs got to whip out her titties again.
You know, and she positions herself next to somebody who is brown, and it, they just pop out even more.
The tits were right in that girl's face, by the way. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody in the picture even cares that she's having the tits.
I think Chelsea needs to get the hint that all of this stuff is not working.
The only way she can stay in the news, dude. That's the only reason anybody's
nudes.
Paying attention.
I'm tired of it.
Plenty more news for guys.com. That's got to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino. Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show every single Friday. You just go to GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today. Enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.
Large, nice breasts matter. Thank you.